You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome back to this week's Ours to Protect. So last week we talked about bees and how we can provide nutrition for them from our garden. Well, in a similar theme, we're talking to two ladies who will let us know how we can do the very same thing, but for ourselves. First up is Miranda Rosenberg, otherwise known as Lady Tallow. We did speak to Miranda about her tallow cakes before, but she also keeps an avid garden, which she uses to feed her family at home. And she even has more to spare. So here is how she got started off.
Local garden centers are a gold mine of information. They'll know a lot about your local area, what grows well there, what doesn't, and they should have the expertise to advise you. I started growing herbs and edible ornamental things, and then I became obsessed with compost because the soil in my garden, it was not great stuff. So I learned how to make compost at home. Mm-hmm. And when you make compost, you keep accidentally growing potatoes, because if you throw potato peelings in your compost bin, they're going to grow new potato plants. Then I became obsessed with growing potatoes. So in my little housing estate, I'd have 40 to 50 potato plants. I started growing onions, courgettes, carrots. And I figured out how to grow a lot of food in a very small space. So I started just to feed my family out of necessity. At the time, I didn't have any income and I needed to feed my family. Yeah. And the next thing you know, I was feeding three other houses. The other thing that is really easy to do is to find other gardeners. If you find an experienced gardener, they're going to start way more tomato plants than they could ever use. And they're just looking for people to take them. So okay. You'll find people that'll give you seed, give you plants. Gardeners love talking about gardening the way I'm like really excited right now. So if you find a local experienced gardener, they will advise you and help you get started. And it is so much cheaper to do it yourself. It's cheaper to make your own compost. It's cheaper to save your own seed. And it is absolutely cheaper to harvest your own fruit and veg throughout the year.
After talking to Miranda, I headed over to the DLDC to talk to Joanne Butler. Joanne is the coordinator of the Donegal Community Garden Network. And just like Miranda said, the best way to learn is from those with a little bit more experience than ourselves.
A remit, I think, of a community garden is more than two people coming together to have a cup of tea and talk about growing food. Mm-hmm. And with that develops all of the education about where our food comes from. We look at the bigger picture of food waste, of importing food. Why are we doing it? There's so much food that can be grown on a smaller scale in a community garden. And people come along and they socialise, but they are talking, they are thinking about food. So I think that is really, you know, look at where we are now, 10 years on, and, you know, the drive is more than, for me, it's more now for the environment, for the climate, but really the social skills is, you know, is very important as well.
I suppose you'd be less likely to waste something that you have put time into growing yourself, would be an aspect of it.
Totally. Like if you look at a bag of salad that you pick up in the supermarket, one of the first things that I would always encourage the community gardens do is go and pick up the bag of salad, see where it's from, but look at the plastic, it's been washed, it's probably been washed in some sort of chemical, and then it's been packaged up, and then it's been flown into the country, and then it's been transported to the destination, and then probably half of it's been thrown out because it doesn't taste great after a few days. Yeah. Where if you had on a window box a few different types of salad, you can cut and come again, you get more salad, you get fresh salad, you haven't wasted anything really in getting it to the plate.
And what kind of things are grown in the gardens?
Oh, everything. There's, you know, every garden is different, from four raised beds to 40 raised beds. There is so much variation in what's grown. Most gardeners would come together, if it's a community garden that is sharing their produce, they'll come together at the start of the year, they'll work out what they're doing. So this would be in a shared space. So they would all plan together what's grown in each of the beds. Your typical crops, carrots, onions, potatoes and things like that. But then, you know, if they want to trial things like courgettes and squash and things like maybe even you know, grains I've seen coming up in polytunnels in some community gardens, different grains, quinoa, amaranth. So it's very exciting to see that happening. But other community gardens that would work like an allotment, So they would be given a designated bed, so people would grow on that.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, when you go into a garden that's grown like that, you can see the beginners, you can see the intermediates, and then the real pros.
Yeah.
That know to have very neat, tidy lines.
It's all sussed out.
Yeah. It's taken a while to get there, but they get there.
And for people wanting to join then, how can they go about that?
So the Community Garden Network that we have set up, we have a Facebook page, we have an Instagram page, mapped them all the gardens out so we can find the closest community garden to the person. And really, it's open. Some community gardens that are in the allotments would require, you know, you to be a member, that you would then sign up, take a bed for the year, and there would be a cost associated with that. But other community gardens are just, they would be welcoming people in to join as a group. And I would encourage anyone to get involved, because it's just, you know, for me it was life changing. You know, I had the kids, they were young, and it was an outlet for me to be around adults. But it was also, then I could bring the knowledge back home. When I moved, I'm from Derry and I moved to Donegal. When I moved to Donegal 20 years ago, first, and I got into growing, after a few years, the first thing I did was find the oldest person in my community that was growing food, and I went and asked them everything. And that's where you'll get the knowledge.
That was Joanne. I was feeling really inspired, so I went and had a look at the Community Garden Network. They're dotted all over the county, and it is a great way to try and pick up a new hobby and meet new people, which can be hard the older you get. We had such a great conversation that we're actually going to be revisiting Joanne next week to hear about a very exciting project that's in the works for the gardens in connection with the men's shed. So you won't want to miss that. So make sure that you tune in next week. A big thanks to Niamh Shields for producing. Our handy tip sheet will be on our social media channels, and a bit more of an in-depth breakdown with all the links to resources to help you find your green thumb will be on our website, highlandradio.com, and also available on ourstoprotect.ie. That's me. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.